It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. It's Symphony Swing time, or to be more precise, Gatsby Swing. A couple shows at the Hotel Colorado in Glenwood. Two shows Friday and Saturday night, the 28th and 29th. It is a leap year, remember? So it's a once every 4 year opportunity for Gatsby Swing at the Hotel Colorado in Glenwood. Big band music, dinner, dancing. Symphony Swing is always a fun time. So we've got Maestro Kelly Thompson here with us. Stephanie Askew, who we've talked about before, but who I could not find a record of ever coming in to talk with us. And, of course, Warren Lucio, who will give us a chorus of Marshmallow World a little bit later on. That was one of my favorite songs for, what was that, 2017? The Christmas show that
Christmas
year?
Christmas show a couple years ago, I think so.
Yeah. So how'd the last show go? I guess just to kind of wrap things up, the Star Wars themed show. I know the poster was awesome. Yeah.
Well, we enjoyed that. There wasn't a lot of Star Wars in it. That was just that we did the main title kind of in. I don't know, because Rise of Skywalker, that's what it is, the last Star Wars film, so they say, was coming out.
For now.
Yeah. Of that trilogy, or nineology, whatever that would be. We, in honor of that, we decided to do the Star Wars theme, and then that, of course, led to the title of the show, which was The Nutcracker Strikes Back, which was, you know, our second Nutcracker year with dancers in a row anyway, and so The Empire Strikes Back being the second Star Wars film that came out anyway. And
gotcha.
Yeah, so anyway, that's how it happened.
You didn't have any singers for the Nutcracker Strikes Back.
No, just dancers.
And but you will have some singers, actually quite a bit of
absolutely
vocals for the Gatsby Swing show on the 28th and 29th this year, including Stephanie.
Yes.
Who that must have been the context. I said I recognized her name, so
oh, yeah.
we must have talked about her quite a bit over the years.
All good.
Right? So, Stephanie, you mentioned...
All good? Yay!
You mentioned that you're actually fairly new to Symphony and to this area.
Well, I've actually been in this area for 7 years now, but I don't get to venture down Valley very often because I live in Redstone and I run the Redstone Art Gallery with my husband, Michael, who is a fabulous drummer, plays with the swing. And we have enjoyed meeting up with the symphony, and I love to do classical things and jazz with them.
Jazz, of course, big band music is technically considered jazz. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Lots of brass, obviously, good percussion. Your husband plays percussion. I thought that Warren also played some percussion.
I dabble.
You dabble?
Wherever there's a need, I'm there.
Oh, fair enough. It's nice to have folks like that you can call on, right, Kelly?
Yeah, well, Warren actually has a pretty neat story. I'll let him tell you about how he joined us.
Oh, please.
Well, I am... You know, like everybody else involved in the symphony, of course, I've been playing my instrument since elementary school. But,
right.
You know, after I left college in 1977, I hadn't picked up my horn till I came and got involved with the symphony, and that was in 2016. So that was 40-some-odd years that my saxophone sat untouched. And once I got into the Valley here and I saw an advertisement and I contacted Mr. Thompson, and he said, come on down. So I got involved, and I've been with the symphony for the last three-plus years.
Mr. Thompson, will you listen to that?
I was raised that way.
Fair enough. I appreciate that. So after 40 years, your reed was not so dry that you could not...
I had to change reeds. I don't think they're supposed to be green when you pull it out of the cover.
How long ago was that you joined?
September of 16. So it's been just a little over 3 years.
Okay.
So... I've had just a blast. Love it.
Not only do you play saxophone, but as we mentioned, occasionally you'll dabble in percussion, as you say, and you've sung, as I kind of alluded to at the beginning of the conversation from time to time. Any tunes that you'll be singing for this show?
This show, Mr. Thompson's asked me to do three songs. We're doing Mack the Knife.
Okay.
Strangers in the Night. And another song that I haven't done yet with the symphony, and that's Beyond the Sea. So another Bobby Darin tune.
Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Mack the Knife and Beyond the Sea, both Bobby Darin tunes.
Right.
And then the other one, was Strangers in the Night, was
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, right?
Sinatra.
Okay. All right. So I'm guessing that there will be a suit involved for, right?
Oh, maybe I should wear a suit.
Hey, you guys need to be decked out.
That's just
to
what
the
I think
nines.
Of. When I think Frank Sinatra and, you know, the
Bobby
old
Darin.
Las Vegas and Bobby Darin, you know.
I was wearing a tux.
Right? Yep. Absolutely.
The only thing I won't have is a cigarette.
Right. Well, that's kind of frowned upon inside anymore. Inside public establishments, anyway.
Could I get you a martini.
You could have a prop.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And the beauty of it is you could have just water in the martini glass and nobody would know the difference. Just kind of make a face every time you take a sip.
Going to my Dino mode.
There you go. Exactly. Again, Gatsby Swing is at the Hotel Colorado. Two shows in the Devereaux Room this year on Friday and Saturday, February 28th and 29th. If you want to buy tickets, you want to learn more, go to sitv.org. Again, this is the full show. So you've got dinner and dancing both nights.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Which is a little bit of a change from years past. I want to say in the past, you always had one night that you had the big show with dinner and dancing, and then the other night was just the performance. But
We generally had hors d'oeuvres or something. But, yeah, it wasn't quite as fancy as we're doing both shows this year.
And what a beautiful place to have it in, the Devereaux,
the newly remodeled
Devereaux
room.
It's
at the
gorgeous.
Hotel Colorado. Yeah, I have not seen it yet. Is it? Well, I've heard that it's absolutely. Didn't they say they found like six fireplaces that had been like
throughout all the different rooms? Yeah, they did.
That's so interesting. Yeah. So interesting. By the way, if you would like to go to Gatsby Swing, you can get a discount through the end of January, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you're interested, this is definitely the time. There's a 20% give or take discount on either single tickets or entire tables. We do have some premium tables that are right next to the dance floor and closest to the orchestra. And then we have just regular tables that you can get as many tickets as you want at them. And this year we're working with the Ute box office in Rifle to allow us to use their software, so you can actually pick your seat this year for the first time. In the past, you've just bought your tickets and
it was all general admission.
Yeah. Right. Okay. With the exception of the premium tables, they were always able to pick kind of where they wanted to be. But this year, everybody can pick whatever seat they want. So.
And it is the Gatsby theme. So, hey, fringe, pearls, feathers, bring it on, girls. Come on, ladies. Deck out.
Formal wear, I guess you might say, is recommended then.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, yeah, definitely if you're in the mood to do the Gatsby theme, go for it. That'd be great.
All right. Again, sitv.org. Again, 20% discount through the end of January. So what are what's the full price?
It's on the website. No,
$100 for a premium table.
Yeah, so the full price would be $120 a person. Although there is a 10% discount for more than one person, so even that will persist all the way through.
So even for a couple, you've got a 10% discount.
Right.
Okay.
So that's the full price, and then $1,200 for the premium tables. Right now, it's like $91 a person for the single ticket, and then it goes down to – or $90 goes down to $81 right now for the single tickets. So pretty good.
Right.
Pretty good deal.
Okay. And the tables always sell out really quickly, if I remember right. So if you have a group of folks, be it a group of friends that likes to go out dancing, things like this, or in your organization, your business, buy those now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it's a single, then maybe you can wait a little bit longer. But I want to say Symphony Swing has always been really well attended.
Yeah, we've always pretty much sold out. So.
Again, sitv.org is the website where you can buy those tickets. And again, thanks to the I guess you might say, borrowing the website from the Ute or the software from the Ute, you can actually pick your seats.
Yeah.
Pick where you want to sit, even for those general admission tickets for Symphony.
Right.
Swing,
and
for Gatsby Swing, sorry.
It will also ask you for meal choices at the end. So.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. We should probably talk a little bit more about that, too, actually. We'll do that when we come back. Okay. Again, Gatsby Swing in Glenwood at the Hotel Colorado in the Devereaux Room, Friday and Saturday, February 28th and 29th. Details, tickets at SITV.org. Back after this. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Symphony in the Valley, their Gatsby Swing, Friday and Saturday, February 28th and 29th at the Hotel Colorado in the Devereaux Room. Again, it's a leap year show, so a once every 4 year leap year show.
Yeah.
Even though Symphony Swing happens every year.
Yeah, I mean, you get an extra day this year, so you might as well do it singing or swinging and dancing.
There you go. Make use of that extra right. day that we have this year. Again, Kelly Thompson is the conductor of Symphony in the Valley. Warren Lucio plays the saxophone and dabbles in other things as well. And Stephanie asks you play an instrument as well, Stephanie, or just singing?
I do play instruments, but not in the orchestra right okay. now. I just will be singing.
Okay. By the way, not the only singer that will be performing during Gatsby Swing, by the way. But certainly one of them, that's for sure, and mm-hmm. you've seen Stephanie perform before as well. So before the break, we were talking about food, not that it's everything, but it's all I think about. and if you buy your tickets online, again, SITV.org, you will be asked questions about what type of food you want, because there are a few options.
Yes. Yeah, so there's three choices of entree. And that is the Atlantic salmon in a citrus, I can't even say it, with roasted baby vegetables and couscous, or a stuffed chicken with stuffed roasted tomato asparagus with whipped potatoes and lemon herb
Stop,
juice.
Stop, I'm getting hungry.
I know. And then there's a vegetarian and gluten-free option, which is marinated cauliflower, endives, zucchini, squash, peppers, sweet potatoes, broccolini, grilled heirloom tomato, and the dessert is a homemade chocolate mousse served in a champagne glass.
Ooh.
So there you go.
It all sounds... Can I have a little bit of each? Probably not, huh? You probably have to pick one.
If you bring enough to your table, then you pass them around.
Okay. So I'm curious what what it is about that salmon in the citrus. Is it Verblanc? Is it aioli?
It says B-E-U-R-R-E, if anyone can pronounce that.
Interesting. I would have to...
Beer Blanc?
I would have to...
Okay, there you go.
I'd have to Google it. All right, Warren, you seem to be the expert in this area. Do you know what it is? Is it like a butter sauce, I would assume?
That I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Here, I'll Google it right now.
All right, we will do that in the meantime. Stephanie, let's talk about the other singers that will be performing.
Yes,
actually, we have two of them in the room. We mentioned Warren.
Three. Kelly's singing, too.
Right?
Yeah. So we've got Kelly Thompson and Warren Lucia and myself, and along with Julie Maniscalchi, and I think a lot of people know her. She's sung at the Vaudeville for many years, and I think she actually did 1,000 performances at the Vaudeville. Go, Julie! Woohoo! And then Janetta Hall will also be joining us. Janetta, Julie, and myself will be doing trios. And that's going to be a lot of fun because it's some of the old Andrew Sisters trios. And then Kelly and I.
Andrew Sisters. Boy, the name is familiar, but I'm not coming up with any songs. Well, which are the ones that you'll
how about,
be doing?
Well, you know, during the Roaring Twenties, this was the Prohibition time.
Right.
And so we decided we would do rum and Coca-Cola.
Oh, that's great.
Is one of the trios. And then we're also doing By Mirabis Duchesne, as well as, oh my goodness, the quartet is doing the Satin Doll and It Don't Mean a Thing. And the trios are also doing Begin the Begin and Putting on the Ritz. Just perfect songs for a good old Roaring Twenties swing.
That's awesome. Actually, Putting on the Ritz was even before 20s, wasn't it? Wasn't
no,
it
that
turn
is
of the century?
The 20s.
Was it 20s? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I know it was revived, of course, in the 70s in the movie Young Frankenstein, and then about 10 years later by. Who was that, Kelly? Taco. Sorry, the artist.
Ah, okay.
You're good.
But you're doing the Andrews Sisters.
We're doing version. Some of the songs from the Andrews Sisters as well. And then Ariel Sokol and Stacia Belito are also joining us as some of the singers. So we've got a wonderful lineup this year.
So lots of vocals, I want to say. A lot of songs with vocals. And again, from that era, you know, the roaring 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and even the 50s, you know, where a lot of those lounge act songs, you know, the stereotypical Mac the Knife and that kind of thing. Again, all in the context of big band. That's what Gatsby Swing is all about. And again, everybody's encouraged to dress up to match the theme for this year's show as well. Again, Friday and Saturday, February 28th and 29th in the Devereaux Room at the Hotel Colorado. Dinner and dancing. And speaking of rum and coke, I assume that Hotel Colorado will have a cash bar open.
There will be at least one bar.
For folks that choose to participate in that sort of thing. And, of course, your dinner is included with the price of the ticket, but alcohol has to be a separate thing just because of the way the laws are. We want to make sure we stay on top of those things. Otherwise, we kind of put a damper on the evening. Again, you can buy your tickets at sitv.org. Through the end of January, there is a 20% discount available for all tickets and tables. And again, you can buy those tickets online up until like day before the show, probably, as long as there are tickets available.
Right. Yeah. I would highly recommend that folks do it before the end of the month to get the discount. But yeah, we should have at least some into February. So.
And again, it is all reserve seats this year. So you pick your seat when you go to the website, which is kind of a cool thing. By the way, I didn't mention times. Both nights, you've got the early seating and the cash bar opens at 6 o'clock, and then the full dinner is served at 6:30.
Right, and as we've done in years past, noodle soup will start playing right about 6 as people are coming in and sitting. And
who's Noodle Soup?
Noodle Soup is a group within mostly of symphony members who do a lot of Dixieland stuff. And when we were looking for music, there's actually quite a few that group Noodle Soup does that we've brought back. Tin Roof Blues, I Found a New Baby, Muskrat Ramble. Those are at least some of the 20s music that we're doing. And you had just asked about Putting on the Ritz, 1927, written by Irving Berlin. So.
I didn't realize it was, or I had forgotten it was written by Irving Berlin.
Yeah, first published in 1929, so just barely hit the 20s, but it was in the
20s. Interesting,
yeah.
Okay. I want to say Warren is also part of Noodle Soup with you as well, right?
No, he's not.
Okay.
But Warren has been practicing the Charleston, because we're going to have a little dance contest, aren't we?
We are doing the Charleston.
Will this be similar to the spin during Marshmallow World a couple years ago?
Yes. But this time I'll be wearing fringe.
Perfect. Perfect. Make sure it's a quick, you know, so that it flies out.
Right.
Right? Again, you can go to sitv.org for more details and for tickets. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Kelly Thompson, conductor of Symphony in the Valley. Stephanie Askew is one of the singers this year for Gatsby Swing, and Warren Lucio, of course. I can't believe it's been only the last 3 years. I guess it's a short time, but a big impact in that short time, right?
Well, I don't know. Thank you, but
yes,
I try.
Indeed.
I just try. I just like to have fun.
His voice is like butter when he sings.
Right, exactly.
You just
exactly.
have to come and hear him.
Well, speaking of butter, that is, you were correct on the citrus.
The beret.
Beret blanc, yes. It is a creamy butter sauce.
Perfect.
I don't know if his
You
is
had
made
me
with,
at butter.
Yeah.
Again, that's what will be on the salmon. That's one of the three food choices for Gatsby Swing this year. and it's one of Symphony in the Valley's big events. Warren pointed out during the break, he pointed out there are only 150 tickets for each night
right.
of Gatsby Swing. So a limited number, a total of 300 over the two nights.
Right.
So if you want to see Gatsby Swing, make sure you buy your tickets early, because that is a pretty small number that is available.
Yeah, and you know, we have folks who come just to sit and listen, but we have an awful lot of folks who come to dance, too. So don't forget, if you enjoy swing dancing, this is a great place to do it.
So. Absolutely. So we talked about a lot of the vocals. We talked about, you know, the 20s. We talked about the lounge act, the Bobby Darin and the chairman of the board songs that will be performed. What about the big band, the Glenn Miller tunes, that kind of thing, Tommy Dorsey?
Am I
hitting around the target?
Yes, you are. So, yeah, yes, you are. I think we'll get a lot of those. So okay. It's not from the 20s. In fact, it's from the 90s, so a little bit later. But we're going to bring back A Wink and a Smile. I'm going to sing that one. That one's kind of become a tradition with the show. So I'll do that one. But then I was going to do Ain't That a Kick in the Head. I was going to do that one as well, which is Dean Martin. So you didn't okay. mention him
we did
just
not
a moment
mention,
ago. But
well, we did mention Dino when we were talking about the Martinis.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that was during a break. So.
Was it? Oh, okay. It all runs together at a certain point. I don't remember.
Right. So when I was looking back at music from the from the 20s, you know, I initially thought, gosh, I don't know if we're going to find that much, but I was pleasantly surprised. Sweet Georgia Brown, which, you know, we ended up getting a lot of new stuff this year just because I was trying to hit this 20s theme. So, like I say, Sweet Georgia Brown, Bye Bye Blackbird. We already mentioned I Found a New Baby, Muskrat Rumble, and Tin Roof Blues from Noodle Soup. Someone to Watch Over Me, that's one we've done in the past, and okay. it's a beautiful song, and it's from the 20s, and Stephanie will be singing that one for us. The Man I Love, another one that is from the 20s. Blue Skies, Swanderful, Basin Street Blues, Mac the Knife, Ain't Misbehavin', Deed I Do, Honeysuckle Rose, More Than You Know, and then, of course, the Charleston we will be doing. So if you want to dance the Charleston, you might Google that. That's, if you've never done it before.
It's where your hands are going back and forth in front of the knees, and the knees are
They do a part of that, but I think that, you know, it's more that stepping back and forth with the little
kick.
Toes in and out, yeah, thing.
Oh!
Is more the
okay,
the
more
actual,
the, like the... Yeah. Similar to the Running Man, but bent over forward, right? Well, okay.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Interesting. Of course, people that actually dance are just shaking their head at the radio now. What can I say?
Well, it's hard to show a dance on the radio.
That is true. It's very, very difficult. So, again, early seating in the Cash Bar opens at 6 o'clock. Full dinner is served at 6:30. Symphony Gatsby Swing performance starts at?
Oh, probably right around 6:40, 45-ish, somewhere in there.
How long do you expect the evening to last?
We do two approximately one-hour sets with the full symphony, and then, like I said, Noodle Soup is going to play while people are coming in. So 2.5 hours, give or take. So,
okay.
It's a full evening.
Yeah, definitely a full evening, and you will be full when you leave.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, those three dinner choices you will be asked when you buy your tickets online, again, at sitv.org. Again, salmon in the citrus beret?
Beret, I think.
Beret. Not a hat. It's a lemon butter sauce kind of thing. Stuffed chicken, a vegetarian and gluten-free option, which still sounds tasty.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Even if it is gluten-free, it still sounds good. And then the chocolate mousse for dessert.
Yeah.
No, you cannot start with dessert. Again, tickets are $120 per person. You will get a discount if you buy more than one ticket. Some tables are available as well if you want to buy a whole table, especially if you want to sit close to the dance floor. Again, only 150 tickets per night for Gatsby Swing, so get those tickets early. And, again, if you buy them before the end of January, you get a 20% discount.
At least, yeah.
So anybody have anything else that we should mention that we have not talked about yet?
Well, just a little clarification. if you don't mind. There are 15 tables. Five of them are premium tables. The other 10 are standard tables. So the tickets for the standard tables are $90 a piece, less the discount, which takes it down to $81.
Gotcha.
So it's the premium table that has the $120 ticket price.
Gotcha. Okay. Sorry about that. Again, those premium tables are the ones that are closest to the dance floor. Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else? Stephanie? You're taking lots of notes over there while the three of us are talking.
I was just reviewing, making sure I didn't miss out any singers, and I did. Actually, if Jeanetta Howell, I know she has lots of fans out there, and her father is actually joining us for the quartet. And we have Kelly, Carl, myself, and Jeanetta singing a couple wonderful swing big band quartets together. So
it's interesting.
Not to be missed.
In all the years I've known Jeanetta, I have never met her dad.
Well, you better come. So
he's not a figment of her and her mom's imagination.
Nope.
No. Awesome.
He has a wonderful voice.
Well, it has to come from somewhere, right?
Jeanetta got it from somewhere, right?
Right?
So I think both her parents are very musical and actors, actresses throughout the Valley for many years.
Very active.
Yeah.
Kelly, anything additional from you?
Like I said, it's a great show. It's one of the more fun evenings of the year. We do something we don't typically do with the symphony, which is big band and jazz and singing and dancing, all that good stuff. So it's a really fun show.
Sweet Georgia Brown, is that the Harlem Globetrotters theme?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that when you mentioned it earlier, and I let it go because I wasn't sure, and then I thought, I'm pretty sure it is. Okay.
It is. We won't have any basketball, though.
Okay. Sorry. Well, so here's the question. Will you be – it's the song that I've heard anyway has a you whistle. Will you be – will there will be members of the symphony whistling?
That's a thought. We might surprise you. Who knows?
Okay.
I don't.
Well,
I don't
my question is, how is the melody going to be played? I mean, will it be?
Right now, it's written in the big band. That's one of the big band tunes. So,
awesome.
But
the brass. Maybe
we might play around with it. We'll see what happens.
It's what I do. I make things more complicated than they need to be, folks. We have a history of that. That's for sure. Again, information and tickets for Gatsby Swing at sitv.org. Again, the shows Friday, February 28th, Saturday, February 29th at the Hotel Colorado in the Devereaux Room. Big band music, dinner, dancing. Again, the doors will open at 6 o'clock. The cash bar will be available from the Hotel Colorado, and then full dinner served at 6:30 with some pre-show music from Noodle Soup, which is always a fun time. You guys are right. What are they, like five, six of you?
Eight.
Eight of you in Noodle Soup. That's great, too. And it's like Dixieland jazz, which still fits into the theme, really.
Absolutely.
And then the full symphony will start playing around 6:45 on both of those evenings.
Yeah.
Again, the website is sitv.org. It's a great night. Limited number of tickets, so get those tickets early. And again, 20% discount if you buy your tickets before the end of January. All right. All the best. Break a leg. I always, make the joke. So if it's break a leg with theater, would it be break a reed?
There you go.
Warren, I guess this would be your area of expertise, right?
I can split my reed.
Don't break a vocal cord.
Split a reed. Split a reed. There you go. I like that. We'll see you guys there. All the best.
Thank you.
Dave.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.